Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, you're welcome back. The Oireachtas Media Committee are set to bring social media companies before members to discuss disinformation surrounding candidates in the presidential election. Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin has written to social media companies to demand action in response to smears, as he says, about him posted online. In a statement issued today by the party, Gavin condemned the utterly false stories, in his words, that have been published about him online over the course of the last week. I'm joined on the line now by Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne and Labour's Alan Kelly, who are both members of the Oireachtas Committee on Arts, Media, Communications, Culture and Sport. You're both very welcome. Malcolm Byrne, I might come to you first of all. Fianna Fáil said today that these are malicious smears. They were published in an attempt to damage Jim Gavin's bid for the Oireachtas.
Well, good evening, Cormac. Good evening, Alan. Good evening to your listeners. Yes, there were a number of posts on social media that were malicious. They contained a lot of disinformation. There were attempts to smear Jim Gavin. And last week, the campaign wrote to a number of the social media companies. Meta has acted on those letters, and some of the content that was posted has been taken down, and they have taken it quite seriously. The other companies have engaged. There is also a role, obviously, for Commissioner Meehan as the regulator in this space, where, and there are responsibilities on those companies under both the Digital Services Act and the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act. You know, generally, you know, the companies will, to varying degrees, act where something is this serious. But obviously, in the middle of an election campaign,
Time is of the essence for the affected parties like Jim Gavin and Fianna Fáil here, for example. You say Meta has acted. Do you mean taking the post down? And what other companies have not taken the post down at this stage?
Well, Meta has acted, and it has taken some of the posts down. In the case of TikTok and X, I know that there is engagement, and there is engagement with Commissioner Meehan. One thing that is important is that, you know,
but
that
sorry,
we
before
incur-
you move on, sorry, from yeah. engagement, these posts have been viewed 650,000 times, I think.
And that is a problem. And the fact that they have been left up there for so long is a serious issue.
But if they're malicious smears and they haven't been taken down.
Yes. That's why I think it's good that Meta has taken action. And that's why there is engagement with the other companies to take it down. There are responsibilities those companies have. And the obligation is on Commissioner Meehan as the regulator to take action.
And what are the consequences for the social media companies that have not taken down these malicious smears?
Well, under the Online Safety Code and indeed under the Digital Services Act, Commissioner Meehan can take action against the companies, which can ultimately lead to fines and so on. But I think our challenge is obviously, as you mentioned, is during the course of an election campaign, and we're just over a month now to the presidential election, time is of the essence, because the danger is a lie can be halfway around the world before the truth will out. I do understand that Commissioner Meehan has now made contact with the three presidential campaigns to inform in terms of the action that they will undertake during the course of the election. It is imperative that the social media companies also take action to ensure that if these, you know, malicious smears or if misinformation, disinformation does surface, that action will be taken.
And if it isn't, I mean, if these posts aren't taken down by the other companies before the end of the week, what will happen?
Well, there is a role for Commissioner Meehan in terms of taking action and forcing the companies to take down some of it. There
How long
is
will
obviously
that take?
The option. Well, they can move on it pretty quickly.
Timeline?
And what I would also say is there is also obviously the option on the part of Jim Gavin to take a case. But the difficulty, as you know, is that particularly if he looks at taking a defamation case or taking action against the companies, this will take a length of time. What I would like to see happen, and this is critical, is that the social media companies live up to their responsibilities, that they protect a democracy. And when malicious postings when they become are made aware of malicious postings, and they have a lot of sophisticated AI tools to do this as well.
With all due respect to you, and you've been in power now for a number of years, you and your party, these social media companies have allowed various content and posters to target children with porn and violence and self-harm content. We've seen them make a profit on the back of it. We've seen politicians targeted. We've seen the AGSI chief, former chief, targeted, and a person jailed on the back of it, and nothing seems to happen, Malcolm.
Well, I will say, in terms of the engagement with the social media companies, and I'm not defending them, but they are, in certain circumstances, they have taken action. I'm not happy with their performance. I've been on the record for a long time in saying that. And during the passage of the Online Safety and Media Regulation Act, I would have preferred stronger measures, including individual responsibility on the part of directors of some of those companies. But I will say, and I know particularly in the case of Meta and TikTok, where we have engaged with them, they have moved, particularly where there are threats to the lives of politicians or to politicians' families, most notably where we saw it, for instance, in the case of the Taoiseach recently.
Okay.
But there is a need for stronger action. The other side of it is, and this is, I suppose, questions around digital media literacy, that for all of us during the course of an election, there's going to be lots of mis and disinformation, and it's about us being able to inform ourselves, to use trusted media like RTE to inform us.
Well, I don't think it's good to put the onus on individuals in a situation as serious as this. Let me bring in Chair of the Eireachtas Communications Committee, Alan Kelly. What's your take on this, Alan?
Well, look, this is not new. Malcolm has suffered from this. I've suffered from this. I've suffered from it hugely for a while, and many others. But I think, you know, we have the Digital Services Act, we have the Online Safety Act, we have COCO's Law. But these mediums, being honest about it, in the majority of cases, they're not acting. They frankly ignore, in many cases, timely intervention doesn't happen. I mean, the presidential election will be over before some of this will be even dealt with.
Will you invite them in to the committee?
Oh, 100%. And it's not based on Jim Gavin, but it'll be based on the fact that we've had discussions previously about it, and we will be inviting them in to look at the whole issue of online safety, particularly relating to children, but in general. And I think it needs to get to a fact. We need greater regulation. We need better laws. We need laws that act in a way in which anybody who posts online material that is defamatory, is dangerous, etc., that they can be dealt with in a certain way. I listened to Antoinette Cunningham. I've spoken to Antoinette Cunningham in the last couple of weeks. I know exactly. Imagine all what she had to go through. The idea she had to drive up 7 times to Mullingar, 5 hours to deal with this scenario. It's scandalous. She was brave enough to stand up. But what about everybody else? This is happening so often, so many times, every minute of every day. We need a regulatory process in this country where we have a lot of these online companies. We need a regulatory process to demonstrate that we will
and
not
you'll,
tolerate
you'll
this.
Invite them in, and they'll say, based on what they said previously to committees like yours, we take security and safety of users seriously. We have community standards. Yeah. We'll review this, of course, and we abide by our guidelines and the laws of the land. End of story.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not a minister. So I'm not in government. I believe that this needs to be dealt with once and for all. We also should be, hopefully, get to a point where we're one of the first countries in the world where you're engaging online. If you did what many of these people are doing online, if you did that in the front of a national newspaper or a local newspaper, you would be dealt with very severely through the courts. However, the whole scenario whereby people can be online anonymous, that is the crux of a lot of this. And I think that's where we need to focus.
Let's see if it is sorted out. Can I ask you, actually, Alan, before I let you go, about the FAI? I think they had intended to defer their appearance before the Eireachtas Committee on Sport to answer various questions. Is that still the case?
Well, just for your listeners, the chair of the FAI, Tony Cohen, has actually rang me in the last few minutes. Had a fairly brief conversation with him, and obviously outlined the fact that I believe, unquestionably, as the Minister for Sport has said, in fairness, Patrick O'Donovan, that the committee really expects them to come in, and the government expects them to come in. They're funded hugely guaranteed by the taxpayer, they've been bailed out by the taxpayer, and they have to come in and answer questions in relation to this really, really important
what
issue.
What did the FAI say to you? Will they come
well,
in?
I would say it's safe to say and fair to say that they are considering that matter now, and I would be still of the belief that that this has to happen. I agree with the Minister. It has to happen. They have to come in front of it.
They're considering it. I mean, they claim, the FAI, that they were denied the requested assurances from the Ethics Committee that its members would avoid asking about the ongoing investigation into alleged abuse by a male coach of female players in the 1990s. Were you asked for those reassurances?
The members of the committee have been very clear in relation to what they want to deal with, who they want to come in front of them. I will support the members always in relation to them doing that. And that still stands. It's now up for the FAI to make a decision. I'm in the Oireachtas the guts of 20 years. Yeah. I can chair a committee and we can ensure that the issues we need to deal with, that we want to deal with, are dealt with in a manner that is satisfactory to everybody.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused though. I mean, in that conversation with the FAI, did they seek assurances about any ongoing investigation by the Gardaí? Were you able to give them those assurances? Will they come in?
That's a matter for the FAI. As regards assurances, I've assured everyone always that the manner in which this committee will do its work is the manner in which any Oireachtas committee should do its work under the rules under which we operate. Simple as that. There'll be no special arrangement for any organisation or anything like that. We will deal with the issues under the rules that are set out, under the terms on which we asked the FAI to come in, yeah. And I expect them to come in on that basis.
But they're due in 2 days. I mean, why did they call you?
That's you better ask the FAI that. I received a phone call from the chairperson. He spoke to me about the issues relating to why they didn't come in, and I said, repeated, this is the stance of the committee, a very short phone call. I don't accept, by the way, as I said in my statement last Friday, I don't accept this premise upon which the use of An Garda Síochána is being used as regards a reference for not coming in front of the committee. I've sat in the Public Accounts Committee for 8 years. I'm on the Justice Committee. If that was the premise and the precedent by which committees operated, they simply would not operate. They wouldn't function because there's so many legal cases and Garda cases down through the years. So that to me is rubbish.
If they don't come in, finally, what should be done?
You know, it's a rare situation where you see somebody in the opposition 100% agreeing with a minister in relation to an issue. But I have to say that Patrick O'Donovan today was very outright straight about the consequences for the FAI if they don't come in. At the end of the day, the people listening to the show are taxpayers of Ireland. They have helped bail out the FAI, they've helped fund the FAI, and the least the FAI can come is come in front of the People's Parliament, the Oireachtas, the committee that deals with sport, and answer questions regarding a very, very important issue, which is safeguarding. There are independent directors on the FAI board, and those independent directors, I suppose, as well, they need to reflect on this.
Okay, too. Really briefly, can I ask you about Labour's candidate for the presidency, Catherine Connolly? She told BBC's Talkback show today that the militant group Hamas is part of the fabric of the Palestinian people, and it's not up to British PM Keir Starmer to say it should have no role in the future politics of a Palestinian state. Do you support her?
Just to clarify for you there, it's Catherine Connolly is a candidate supported by the Labour Party rather than a Labour Party candidate. Look, for me,
splitting
this is very simple.
What's your reaction?
I'm in the Labour Party all my life. I'm not splitting hairs. Trust me when I say that. The Hamas are a terrorist organisation. The EU has agreed, the European Union has agreed that Hamas is a terrorist organisation. Ireland is part of the EU, and we believe that Hamas is a terrorist organisation. So I think it's very clear that is where the Irish people stand. The idea that they are could possibly with their jihadist type of behaviour be a future of a Palestinian state is something.
Do you think she needs to retract those comments?
Well, I'm never going to be in a position. I've made my views clear, as you're probably well aware and your listeners aware, in relation to this campaign. And
I know, but Labour supports her. Would you like to see Labour ask her to retract those comments?
Well, I would expect that will happen. Okay. I expect that will be necessary.
Okay. Alan Kelly of Labour, thank you very much indeed. Beforehand, Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, Míle Buíochas.